This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulsher.
All righty, welcome to another edition here of The Sound Off on Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulsher hanging out with the lovely Mary Goulet. Hi, Mary Goulet.
Hello, hello.
And Richie Ote is...
a hot mess. Hey, Richard. We miss you.
Yeah, there we go. I now have a microphone. You want me to use this one? All right, I will switch over. I will use this microphone. We have a very busy studio day. How about that? Is that better? Wait. All right. So now I'm now I have to sit up in my
the mic is pretty tall.
Who is this? Who'd you have in here before, Wade? You said, now I can't hear you at all. Man, this is live
sit
radio.
Tall in that chair.
There we go. I got to sit tall in that chair. I got to sit tall in life.
Reach for the stars.
That is my mantra in 2017. I'm going to sit tall in life in 2017. All right. So, yes, this is live radio, and this is what happens when you move into a new studio. You still and we've been saying that actually for quite some time now. I would think we would have the kinks. Yes,
different new studio.
This is a different new studio.
Multiple new studios.
You are just. It is amazing how much you have going on here at any one time. Wait, I'm.
You can hardly see the brains leaking out my ears, can you?
All right. Well, let's do this. First and foremost, so Richie Ote is not here at the moment. He may be joining us, but not sure that he will. We hope so. But he's got a whole bunch of things. So what happened? So his wife, something fell
on her toe and fractured it last night.
Foot. So that's not a good thing. And then she lost her phone.
Oh, she did?
So she lost her phone. And evidently, see, Richie is like Mr. Computer Man. And he is Mr. Technology and the whole nine. So evidently, he had like all of his credit cards and whatnot tied to the phone somehow. Because he said, yeah, I had to cancel all my cards.
I was like,
why would you have to cancel all your cards if your wife loses her phone? Like, isn't it all encrypted or...
And how would they know where to go and find the info?
How many times do we say, remember me on this device, don't ask me for the login password, just do it. And so now if they have that device...
They can send text messages to people they've always wanted.
They don't have to worry about the encryption. You're coming through it, right? You're already behind the wall, so to speak.
All right, I got it. It's all making sense to me. It's all coming. Kind of, yeah, I'm just
the joys
a technology.
Of modern technology.
Well, then something happened to his tire.
And then something happened to his tire.
So he's over at Discount Tire.
Yeah. So everybody send good, happy, love wishes to Richie Rich and get him on the.
Oh, so Richard's listening, and he said that her phone case had cards in it.
Oh, that makes total sense. Okay, so now we know. So talk about putting like all your eggs in one basket. Like that's
At me.
But that's true. You have the same thing.
I have all my credit cards in my phone
case. And you have money.
And I have money sticking out.
There's something
How smart am I?
You got to check. Like, I know you're a big believer in, like, you know, church and state and that sort of thing. And, like, keeping everything. That's what you got to do with your stuff. Like, keep your phone separate from your credit card, separate from your cash.
I don't have to carry my purse. I just carry my phone and I have everything I need.
But you still have that big purse anyway.
I do, right next to me. Because that has my makeup.
So that theory went to hell. But it's a lovely purse. And it's a lovely carrying thing. And it's got your driver's. I mean, it's got. Look at that thing. If somebody finds that, Mary.
Keys
They've got
to the
your
kingdom.
Do you think maybe that's how the guy who ended up on your couch that one time?
No.
Do you think maybe that's what happened? Is he got a hold of your pocket bookie thingy with all of your ID? And,
he just went through a back door and.
So all right. So I now have one ear, but I'm circling back around. All good. Okay. There we go. Much back. It's back. Yeah. Technology. That's one of the things that I'm going to do in 2017. Is I'm going to get more. I've got to figure out this whole technology thing. As much as I like to think I know something about technology, I don't know jack. What I want to talk about is like, what do they call it? Resolutions. That's the thing. Do you set resolutions for the new year?
No.
Do you set resolutions? Like, have you ever set resolutions?
Yeah, kind of, sort of. Just because that's when I finally remember that I'm supposed to be doing something to improve my life. I'm supposed to be a better person. Okay.
Yeah, that's long gone.
And so that hasn't worked yet. Okay, right. But in 2017 is that the plan then? This is the year better person, What? All right, come on. You've got to have some. What are your?
That's the intention.
What are you thinking?
Right? Well, you know, here at WS Radio, we're evolving with the technology, right? Yes. We are immersed in the technology.
Yeah.
When I took over WS Radio, I said I was creating 3.0, and a couple of years into it, we're on to 4.0.
Man.
So my resolution is just keep up with the changes, and you know, don't get complacent.
That's a really, really, really good resolution. What about?
Well,
what are
okay.
You
so
about?
For me, with technology, I kind of fight certain things, and I have to embrace other things. I like to be self-sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
So when I do my own recording, I know I have to amp up my studio just a little bit.
Is that like a tech? Is that like a radio term? Amp up your studio. What is it like?
I don't know.
Is that? Oh, okay.
I didn't mean to make a pun, but I did.
I like it. All right. So 2017. Do you make resolutions? Like, is that something you guys do? Like, will you sit down with the kids, and will you say, "All right, Portia. All right, Sterling. New Year's coming up. New opportunity to do X, Y, or Z."
You know what? I've never done that before, but they're at the age.
Yeah.
Portia will be 15, Sterling 17, that when we go to Hawaii, sitting on the beach, I'm definitely going to talk to them about, because I've already started the, hey, you guys, make your choices count because you're old enough.
Yeah.
And I can't nag you. Do you want to get good grades? Then what do you need to do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to get into a good college? What do you need to do? Because I can't do it for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And for myself, I don't do formal resolutions because that just doesn't work for me. So what I know that I've started working out now instead of waiting till January. I just know that I have to start being more consistent with working out and streamlining my business the way I really want it to be.
So those are resolutions?
Yeah, I think just, you know, a way of life for me that I'm started in November actually.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. See, that's like good planning right there because you know you have to trick yourself. Because if you just like, it's like if you have it come January 1st, then it's just a continuation of what you
exactly.
started doing as opposed
well,
to something brand new on Jan 1.
We're entrepreneurs. Why do I want to wait until January?
Technically, entrepreneurs make money. So
right?
I'm not sure that I would consider myself to be an entrepreneur.
Right?
I don't know what I would define myself to be, but it's entrepreneurs by definition are supposed to make money, right? That's
I've always joked that, okay, I'm familiar with what a nonprofit is, but I seem to be an unprofit. And it's like, okay, I don't think that's quite
because even
same
nonprofits
thing.
Make money.
Right,
right? I mean, like, if they do it the right way, they're like, yeah, we're a nonprofit. You know, no, you're not. You pay your people. You've got all these expenses, this, that, and the other. You just don't take anything at the end and distribute it out to anybody, but you're actually making. I like unprofit.
Yeah, well, that's that seems to be an operative.
How do we fund this unprofit? But we do month by month. We get through it.
So,
but that's my whole point. Is like, why wait until January to implement things when I can do it now? So I have a paycheck in January.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you got to be forward thinking. And then, what I was thinking is, the holiday seasons are disruptive. You know, for good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, part of doing different things is breaking old habits and establishing new habits. So why not take advantage of the disruptive season to break your old habits and start establishing the new? So like you said, Gen 1, you can roll right into it.
Well, they say it takes 21 days or 21 years or whatever it is to form a habit. So if today is December, whatever, 7th?
7th,
something
Dave's
like that.
Dave's birthday.
Oh! Yeah, happy birthday today. Dave doesn't listen anymore, so we can't even serenade
right?
him. We love you still, Dave. If you listen to this episode, happy birthday, Dave.
Happy birthday, Dave.
All right, so if it takes 21 days to form a habit, then ostensibly you need to start, let's just call it on the 10th at the latest. So you've got 3 days to start on whatever that new something is going to be.
Here's the trick.
I'm ready.
If it's something you want to quit doing or start doing, like exercise or quit smoking, whatever it might be, give yourself something good that you can look forward to.
Rewards?
Give yourself a reward.
Ooh, I like
to
rewards.
Lessen the, you know, deprivation of what you're giving up.
Mm-hmm. So that's a great, great idea. I'm trying to think of like what could incentivize, like what do you give the man who has everything? I mean, I've got it all, Mary Goulet. Look at me. I am a rock star. I am a professional athlete. I'm a hand model.
You're not Stephon Curry.
Stephon Curry.
Stephon Curry.
So what do you give to a guy like me? I mean, how can I incentivize myself when my life is just, I mean, God, you know what? It's been at least, 2 years since I have said this. I am blessed. I am a blessed soul. So I got to come up with something.
How about the gift of maintenance? Well, chocolate's always good.
Chocolate's good.
But the gift of maintenance. You've got a good situation. How can I help you maintain that great situation rather than trying to improve on it?
Yeah. Here's what I'm going to do. So my New Year's resolution is I'm gonna change my mindset about money because I'm thoroughly convinced I hate money. Like, as much as I love money, I must hate it because I'm always giving it to other people.
You have not given it to me.
That will be your New Year's resolution.
Because when you were saying before that when you're blessed and like, what do I do? I was going to suggest give back to some portion of the community if you don't already.
That is a great idea. Okay, so that's a great resolution.
Let's take a bunch of socks down to the homeless teen center.
That's awesome. We'll send them some Bombas socks. I love that idea. At reinventionradio.com/Bombas. Go get 20% off of your order. Right? You're looking
like
at me funny.
Okay. I love Bombas socks.
All right, so there you go. So 2017, just around the corner, you want to start a new habit. You want to do something new. You want to quit something. You want to start something. Start on the 10th. It takes 21 days.
December
you'll hit
10th.
The ground running.
Yes.
And then by the first of the year, you'll be good to go.
Right.
And why do
be
I keep wanting to call them bomb ass socks?
Hey.
Don't say that.
All right, Bombas. I love that. Absolutely. ReinventionRadio.com/Bombas. Get 20% off. Okay, there's my pitch for the year. All right, guys, start some good resolutions, and we will talk to you next time here on The Sound Off on Reinvention Radio. Talk soon.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What is Your What? Steve Ulsher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.